This is your midweek news catch up in 10 minutes or less. My name's Graham Robenheimer. This is News 24's Unread. We begin with this story, and a fractious war of words has now erupted between Andrew Johnson, the head of the anti-corruption unit IDAC, as well as top policeman Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Last week, just as Johnson's IDAC was about to carry out the arrests of top crime intelligence officials, including Dumisani Khumalo, as well as Nozipho Modondo for alleged fraud, the same agency decided against the move as it learned Khumalo would be deployed to help quell any potential xenophobic violence this June 30th. Nonetheless, a clearly unhappy KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi appeared before the media's cameras at a Pretoria police station claiming the following, that the SAPS was quote-unquote at war and that there will be blood on the streets. Now, News 24 learned that the IDAC's sudden U-turn could be explained in that it was trying to avoid any unwanted criticism against the agency, in that arresting top CI officials during this period might have placed South Africa's national security at risk. In an exclusive interview with News 24 Investigations, Johnson believes Mkhwanazi's statements are quote-unquote shattering, putting her agency's people at risk. Here's how she interpreted his words.
IDAC, take a chair, shut up and sit down. I don't want to hear you, and I don't want to see you. I can't put it any other way. But what it also said is, when you say, as senior and respected as he is, that we are at war, that blood will flow, I think it's a serious threat to the safety and security of IDAC personnel, and my staff are worried. I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about my people.
Of course, this is but a snippet of our full interview with Johnson. Check out our YouTube page for more. To the story now, and it appears they're almost everywhere these days. You can find them in malls, office blocks, and even luxury homes. Dacha dispensaries have been growing out of every corner of the country over the past few years. But the long and short of it is that buying from most of them remains illegal. A monumental 2018 ruling opened the door for adults to consume cannabis in the privacy of one's home, and there's legislation for this now. But this act is yet to extend to the legal trade of recreational marijuana, despite what your local dispensary tries to tell you. Still, medical, a key word here, medical dacha can be bought from some outlets under strict rules, say legal experts. In the meantime, though, an overarching cannabis bill is only expected to reach parliamentarians by mid-2027. Moving from dacha to coke, and five alleged 1 kilogram bricks of cocaine have now found themselves at the center of claims of criminality leveled against the business partner of one Vusi Musi Kat Matlala. That's the elusive Medicare 24 CEO, Mike van Wyk. But Mike himself has not been able to present himself before the Matlanga Commission to answer these allegations, as his lawyer says he's suffering from quote-unquote severe panic attacks. WhatsApp evidence at the commission reveals how Matlala asked Van Wyk to get him quote-unquote a good price on this coke in last year's text exchanges. Van Wyk, though, has been at pains to claim he didn't get that video and rather paints himself as a whistleblower on crime. He's also been accused of bribing Julius Mkhwanazi, the suspended deputy Ekurhuleni Metro Police Chief, who allegedly blessed Matlala with his own private Blue Lights Brigade. To this, and many more young South Africans are now eager to vote. That's at least according to the Independent Electoral Commission following a relatively successful voter registration drive weekend ahead of the November 4th municipal polls. The IEC says nearly 500,000 new voters have been added to the voters roll. More than 80% of these first-timers are between the ages of 16 and 29, and most are women. The total list now comprises some 28.5 million South Africans eligible to cast their ballots in municipal elections later this year. If you missed your chance this time round, don't fret. Another registration drive is coming in August, and the online portal is now zero-rated, meaning you won't be charged for data for updating your details. I had to update my details online, and boom, it took 3 minutes to conclude the entire process. My mom-in-law had to go and do it in person. She also said it took about 5 minutes in and out. Moving to global politics now, and US President Donald Trump could make the announcement before he could, but alas, Keir Starmer has now become the sixth UK Prime Minister to vacate office in the past decade. Starmer was emotional announcing his departure from 10 Downing Street following months of intense criticism over, among other reasons, a scandal about receiving gifts, the removal of the winter fuel allowance, as well as bringing tax hikes. The political way has now been paved for popular Labour veteran Andy Burnham, who's accepted the challenge of replacing Starmer. Called the King of the North, the ex-Manchester mayor is calling for a responsible transition of power, whilst the hard-right anti-immigration reform UK leader Nigel Farage calls for general elections to be held instead. Back home now and in your business news, Johannesburg's since lost a great job creator. The JSE-listed sauce producer Libstar has now had to shut its Southdale factory due to failing local water supply. Libstar revealed it went 25 work shifts without water and had to truck in its supply to keep up with demand for its condiments. The company's factory in Montague in the Western Cape is now the quote-unquote source hub for the production of goods including Lancewood and Goldcrest. While profit revenue take was generally down due to, among other reasons, rising fuel costs, Libstar was at pains to tell News24 Business that this move was always part of their plans. Moving to this now, and a new group called Siafana Sonke, which roughly translates to "We Are All the Same," is looking now to counter the current wave of anti-migrant protests seen across the country. With Malawi the latest African nation to pull its people out of the country ahead of a mass nationwide anti-migrant protest planned for June 30th, Siafana Sonke, a campaign group with 134 organizations supporting it, is now pushing for high-level meetings with the presidency, police and other departments. The campaign wants to end repatriations and vigilante violence. Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia has long been fighting this issue, endorsing the latest campaign in which members have even been receiving WhatsApp death threats. Meanwhile, Police Minister Feroz Khachalia says next week, Tuesday, will be a normal day in South Africa. Khachalia says the country's men and women in blue will be ready for anything come the mass anti-migrant protests planned for the 30th. Khachalia says the SAPS will be leading a special operation to the tune of 600 million rand to keep South Africa violence-free during this period.
And I hope I'm not going to have to eat my words, but I feel that the police are ready. Given the responsibility and the urgency and the professionalism with which they've responded to this, we have declared this a special operation. Leave has been suspended. Let me also clarify that the army has not been called up.
Meanwhile, the March and March movement has put down this 30 June deadline, demanding that government declare a state of emergency over illegal migration in South Africa. Back to business, and it's some good news. We could expect a pretty substantial fuel price decrease in the first week of July. Early Central Energy Fund data shows that come Wednesday 1 July, we may see about a 1 rand 40 cents per litre decrease for the price of 95 octane petrol, and as much as a 3 rand per litre drop for diesel and a 5 rand drop for paraffin. With the US and Iran striking an interim peace deal, the oil price, pegged to the US dollar, has since dropped to below 80. Key to this has been the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz for passing oil tankers. Our temporary relief from not having a fuel levy tax will also fall away this July, so these price projections are much anticipated. You know how we all don't really look at the T's and C's? Well, now we need to look at the fine print as well. Just ask the corporate Unilever. The country's advertising watchdog has found that Sunlight Platinum's dishwashing liquid claim that it is 100% plant-based active is misleading. A buyer complained that on the back of the bottle, it states in small fine print that quote-unquote other non-plant-based actives are included. Unilever's defense, among other issues, is that other non-plant-based ingredients are clearly shown on the back label. But the Advertising Regulatory Board says the main claim is confusing at best, and Unilever has 3 months to amend its Sunlight packaging. And finally, trust South Africans to invent a world first. A pair of budding UCT researchers have helped develop a new heat warning system. In short, while most tools look decades ahead, this one will help predict extreme heat events 9 months in advance. With global warming such a growing concern these days, the invention by Dr. Christopher Tresors and Dr. Andreas Swartzmeyer will assist in protecting certain species, including the South African hornbill. This tool will assist in pinpointing intense heat waves for regions including the Northern Cape, where it's becoming hotter during certain periods of the year. This can help South Africa deploy resources to help shield endangered species during these hottest peaks. I hope the rest of your work week is painless. The News 24 Unread team is back with you on Sunday morning. My name's Graham Robenheimer, and cheers for now.